Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my superfine wife, Beth.
On this fabulous Friday, we have a great Do Not Fear scripture out of Isaiah 12, verse 2. Isaiah 12, verse 2 says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation."
Hallelujah.
That fires me up for the day. Seriously, it's great.
Absolutely.
And today, we're going to talk about something that's going to fire y'all up. And I mean, really, it's
success,
great.
Secrets of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I've taught on success numbers of times before. Actually, I remember 9 different days, 1 month of January, that I taught on success. Things like success as a consequence, 7 essential P ingredients for success, 10 commandments of success. Success or just getting by. Why God wants you to be successful. 10 success secrets of Joshua. 6 steps to success. 6 differences between successful and unsuccessful people. And then the next day I told 6 more differences between successful and unsuccessful people.
That probably all can be brought up on the blogs.
Absolutely.
Right?
These powerful teachings have given the scriptural, practical, and motivational keys to improving your performance and success in life.
Amen.
It seems that almost every day someone is writing a new book about success. That's great. As an author and avid reader, we, both of us, are always happy when people write new books. But let me clarify and say good books. The Lord reminded us that if you want to be a lawyer, you study law. If you want to be a doctor or nurse, you study medicine. If you want to be a cosmetologist, you study hair. If you want to be a teacher, you study education. If you want to be successful, you study secrets of success. The greatest man who ever lived, Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
We were also reminded that Jesus was always improving himself, and that we shouldn't do any less. Luke 2:52, and it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." We encourage you to listen to this teaching with pen and paper in hand. Make notes and apply each of these scriptures to your life. Later, we encourage you to review and write down how they apply in your current situation. How God can use the truth of the revelation to take you to the next level. Here are the success strategies of Jesus of Nazareth.
Understanding your purpose starts with success strategy number 1. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. In John 6:38, he says, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." In other words, God sent him down here for a purpose. Number 2, Jesus knew who he was working for. John 5:30, New Living Translation says, "But I do nothing without consulting the Father. I judge as I am told, and my judgment is absolutely just, because it is according to the will of God who sent me. It is not merely my own." Number 3, Jesus was confident in his calling. In John 6:35, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hungry, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Number 4, Jesus understood the necessity of goals. Luke 2:49. "And he said unto them, I must be about my Father's business."
Number 5, Jesus knew what happened to people without goals. Matthew 15:14. "If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Number 6, Jesus was focused on his goals. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Number 7, Jesus never lost sight of his goal. John 17:4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Number 8, Jesus had goals that benefited others. John 10:10, New Living Translation. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
Number 9, Jesus took care of business. Luke 2:49 says, And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Number 10, Jesus came to finish the work. John 17:4 says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Then we move into understanding
your potential.
That's right.
Number 11, Jesus saw himself with unlimited power. Matthew 13:44-46, parts of it. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Number 12, Jesus taught excellence in everything he did. Matthew 25:23, New Living Translation. The Master said, Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I'll give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Number 13, Jesus knew the importance of speaking the right words. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Number 14, Jesus understood that you need to be a doer, not just a listener. Luke 6:49, New Living Translation. But everyone who listens and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation. When the floods swept down against that house, it will crumble to a heap of ruins.
Next session, maximizing your strengths. Number 15, Jesus was always improving himself. As we mentioned earlier, Luke 2:52 says, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Number 16, Jesus guarded against time leaks. John 9:4 in the Living Bible says, All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent me. For there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. Number 17, Jesus understood the importance of timing. John 2:4 says, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And number 18, Jesus was aware of power leaks. Mark 5:30 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, And Jesus, recognizing in himself that power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, Who touched my clothes? Number 19, Jesus guarded against information leaks. Mark 4:11-12 in the Living Bible. He replied, You are permitted to know some truths about the kingdom of God that are hidden to those outside the kingdom. Though they see and hear, they will not understand.
Well, number 20, Jesus approved of eliminating money leaks. Luke 15:8. What woman, having 10 pieces of silver, she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and diligently seek diligently till she find it. 21. Jesus instructed those around him to forget the past and move on. John 8:11. She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Number 22. Jesus was a good steward of his God-given resources. John 6, verses 12 and 13. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered up together and filled 12 baskets. 23. Jesus knew the value of praying when he faced a big decision. Matthew 26:42. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "O Father, O my Father, if this cup may pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Number 24, Jesus believed in proper preparation. Luke 9:51 and 52. Came to pass, when the time was come, that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him.
Number 25, Jesus began each day with the proper preparation. Mark 1:35 says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Number 26, Jesus instructed those around him to forgive the past and move forward. Luke 9:62 says in the New Living Translation, "But Jesus told him, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." And then in Luke 9:62 in the Message Bible, it says it this way. Jesus said, "No procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off until tomorrow. Seize the day."
Not only have we given you success strategies.
Yes.
We've given you lots of scripture to back it up.
That's right.
And that's critically important as well.
Hallelujah.
But on tomorrow's call, we're going to talk about the successful leadership strategies of Jesus. Whereas we can go a little further in this.
That's right.
So make sure you join us tomorrow. You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.